Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Peeling Back Money and Life. I'm Casey, and I'm here with my co-host, Mike. Today we're diving into a topic that's on everybody's mind as tax season approaches, understanding tax documents and getting ready for filing.
Absolutely, Casey. Filing taxes can be a bit overwhelming, whether you're doing it on your own or with a professional help. So today we're going to break it down and make it as painless as possible.
Absolutely. So yeah, we're going to get into the basics first. Just remind everybody why filing taxes is so important for our financial health and why everybody, you know, has to do it and the importance for us as a society to do it. And we'll chat about the decision-making process also between should you do it yourself or should you hire an accountant?
Yeah, it's a crucial choice and both options have their merits and we'll help you weigh the pros and cons of each.
Yeah, so filing taxes on your own can have both advantages and disadvantages. And here are some factors, you know, if you haven't kind of gone through this in your head a little bit is, you know, a pro is, yeah, it can be cost savings. You know, filing your own taxes can save you money on professional tax preparation fees. Many times you're paying them, you know, by the hour. Maybe it's a flat fee on a project. You do have some control and autonomy over, you know, when you file your taxes versus, you know, I need to wait to get an appointment with my tax professional. And then, you know, you increase your knowledge and your understanding, you know, that this has been an example in my own personal situation. You know, each year filing with TurboTax, each year our situation has been somewhat different. Even if it's the same, there's always something more to learn or something deeper to gain from filing your taxes. And, you know, for example, with TurboTax, there's, you know, click for more information or, you know, you just go to Google if you don't understand something or have a question about something. So there's always more to learn there. And just again, you know, having the flexibility to file your own taxes at your own pace and your own schedule without relying on that availability of a tax professional.
Sure. And when we think about cons, you know, we think complexity. The tax system in the United States can be rather complex. And there's just so many rules and regulations that you have to navigate through. It can be really challenging to understand all of those deductions and credits and exemptions that are available to you. It's time consuming. Filing your own taxes requires the time and the effort to get all the necessary documents together, to complete the forms accurately, and to stay up to date with any changes in the tax law or to learn the tax law if you're going through this for the first time. Another con is risk of errors. You know, mistakes in your tax return can lead to penalties and delays in processing. And without professional guidance, you may be prone to making errors. And then finally, lack of expertise. Tax professionals have a specialized knowledge and experience in navigating the whole tax system. They can help minimize those deductions, or I'm sorry, they can help maximize those deductions and credits, potentially reducing or minimizing your tax liability.
Absolutely. So who might this, you know, be suitable for? Who might this be right for? I think for most people, you should at least try it once in your life to see, you know, for you to gain more knowledge. And that can help you even if you go seek a tax professional later on and being able to understand more what they're saying and have more of a dialogue and a cooperation, you know, towards that. But, you know, it's for basically it's for some of you has simple financial situations. And in the reality of it, that's most of us, you know, where you have, you know, maybe it's just a W-2 from a salary job. You know, there's not really complex investments with rental properties. It's, you know, investments maybe in a retirement account or an IRA, and there's straightforward deductions. You know, even if you have a family, there's fairly straightforward deductions with that. And most of us, with the standard deduction now being so high, we're taking that standard deduction. Many of us are not itemizing. So there's another simplicity factor with being able to file on your own. And you know, whether you enjoy learning the tax laws or not, I do encourage you to just try it once and see what you may gain from it. And you'll maybe be surprised with that. You know, whether it's going with TurboTax as an option or H&R Block, going through one of those will help educate you and help you fill in the gaps that you may be missing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the other side of this coin is who is this probably not right for? Filing your own taxes might not be ideal for people that maybe have really complex financial situations. And this could be, you know, self-employed individuals or business owners or those with significant investments. We're in Iowa and we have a lot of farmers in Iowa and sometimes they get complex. So additionally, if you're uncomfortable with numbers or maybe you lack the confidence in your understanding of tax laws, or maybe you have professional guidance, it may be best to seek the assistance of that tax person. Some common pitfalls that we see when filing taxes on your own is, you know, people miss out on potential deductions and credits, and this is due to people's lack of knowledge and oversight. There's errors that we see people make in their calculations, and this can result in penalties or even delayed refunds. Failing to report all income accurately, leading to potential audits and legal consequences. Maybe there's a statement of interest that you received from a bank and you didn't include that with your return. Those are those types of failures to report income. So let's talk a moment why paying taxes is important in the basics of the U.S. tax system. Paying taxes is essential for the functioning of our government and in the provision of our public services. They fund the infrastructure, education, healthcare, defense, various social programs. The U.S. tax system operates on what we call a progressive tax structure, and that's where individuals and businesses are taxed based on their level of income and other factors. Income tax is primarily the source of revenue, and it's collected by the agency called the Internal Revenue Service. Most people probably already recognize that term, the IRS. To comply with all these tax obligations, individuals must report their income, deductions, and credits accurately on their tax returns. And in most years, taxes are due by April 15th of each year, and that may adjust plus or minus a little bit based on if that date falls on a holiday or weekend or whatever. Failure to pay taxes or deliberate tax evasion can result in penalties, fines, and even legal consequences such as jail time. So there's a number of cons or common pitfalls that we see, Casey.
Absolutely, Mike. And we hear often, not from clients that we have, but, just kind of out there times that, people are taking cash or, are getting the question, can I take cash for this? You just need to make sure that you're reporting it. Otherwise, if something comes up down the road where you get audited, there's going to be some penalties and fines associated with that. And next up we have, what tax documents are we expecting? And then we'll kind of get into some general timelines. And we're not going to go into the nitty-gritty detail. We'll attach a PDF or a blog post in the resources notes, but we're going to kind of go over the main topics here of, and just think of this as tax documents 101. Most of us know kind of what a W-2 is. You can expect to receive this from your employer, and this typically is arriving, end of January. This is reporting your wages and what tax withholdings that you have. And did you have any, contributions to your retirement plan, for example? Schedule K-1 is a common one for businesses. And then there's several 1095s. There's a couple 1098s. There's a lot of 1099s that are different out there for depending on whether it's interest or miscellaneous for self-employed people. Social Security benefits have their own one. If you have kids and you have a dependent care provider, that's going to have its own one. If you're charitably inclined, there's going to be a donor advised fund, for example. If you give to a 529, there's going to be a statement for that. So there's a lot of different statements, and again, we'll put this in the blog. Blog posts or show notes of this. And there's even one, if you have a health savings account, there's a 5498 for that. Mike, what are some tax-related deadlines, with those tax documents as a general basis that we can give our listeners?
Yeah, sure. So the first one that comes to mind is on February 15th, and that's the deadline that may be relevant for people who received a 1099-B or a 1099-S. These forms are typically sent to taxpayers by January 31st every year, so you should be receiving them by the 15th. March 15th, here's a deadline that might be relevant if you received a K-1 or 1065 forms, and that's usually sent out by mid-March. April 18th, this is the deadline for filing your federal income tax return for the previous year. It is important to note that the deadline can vary slightly from year to year, as I mentioned just a little bit ago, but it's always best to double check on the specific deadline for each and every tax year. And then finally, the last big deadline is May 31st, and this is the deadline that may be relevant for individuals who would have gotten a 5498 or a Form 5498 SA. These forms are typically sent out to account holders by the end of May for each year. And please note that these deadlines are just approximate and can vary depending on the specific tax forms and year and individual circumstances. We would always recommend, you know, to consult with the official IRS guidelines, go to the irs.gov website to get the deadlines or consult a tax professional for the most accurate and up-to-date information regarding tax deadlines. Now, saying all of this with those deadlines, please note that those are for federal taxes. Your state tax deadlines may be different than the federal ones, so you'll want to be sure and check with your individual state that you live in.
Right. And next up, we have organizing your documents. And this is going to apply, you know, whether you're doing your taxes yourself or you have a tax professional. Generally speaking, with tax professionals, they're going to send you a document list that you can kind of check off the boxes of what you need. If you're trying to do taxes by yourself for the first time or you've done it, this will give you a better idea of, you know, what tax documents can I be expecting each year, because generally it's not going to change unless something changes in your life. So from year to year, it might be some of the same documents that, again, going back to earlier, of you can gain a much deeper knowledge, you know, over time with these documents. So there's just some strategies here to consider if you're thinking about doing this yourself for the first time. Create a designated folder for filing tax documents. So as tax documents come in, whether it's a physical document, most of us are getting digital documents now, but if you decide to print it off, that as soon as you print off, it just goes into that folder. You're not, you know, going back to it multiple times. It's, you know, it's about time management, time efficiency with that as well. And separating those into different categories, you're going to learn more which category is going to work better as you do more taxes. Well, again, whether it's by yourself or with a professional, but categories such as income or deductions or your investments. And then use subfolders or labels as, you know, it suits you. Everybody kind of has their own organizational strategy. And label documents clearly. So you don't need to take out the document or what was this one. Label them clearly, label the subfolders clearly. And if you choose to not do more of a file system of hand paper copies, you know, digitize them. Do the same thing within a folder on your desktop or the Google Drive or, you know, something like that. And making sure to back up those digital files so it's, you know, easy to come back to and you have a secure backup that, you know, if you need to get audited, you know, a couple of years down the road, you know where they're at.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's some other advice too. If you're working with an accountant, they're typically going to provide you with a list of what the documents that they're going to want you to gather before you get your taxes done. And the list might vary. It will depend on your specific financial situation. But here are some of the common documents that most accountants are going to request. If you're working with an accountant, they're going to typically provide you with a list of these documents that you'll want to gather and put together for your tax preparation. And this list might vary depending on your specific financial situation. Sometimes the accountants send out a list with every single tax document out there. Sometimes they customize it just for your scenario. But the common documents that accountants are going to request are the ones that we talked about earlier in this podcast, and you'll be able to see a list of those in the show notes or head over to the blog. It's important to communicate with your accountant just to ensure that you provide all the necessary documents for an accurate and complete tax return. They may or may not know what happened in your tax life this year. Did you change jobs? Did you get all your W-2s? Did you take distributions from accounts? Did you take early withdrawals from accounts? You know, things like that that your accountant needs to know. And they're going to guide you through the process and help you gather any additional documents really specific to your situation. So share information about your expenses with your accountant, you know, your deductions and any other financial transactions, again, like I just mentioned, that are going to affect your tax return. It's important to just do a really good job of communicating with your accountant what it is that you've kind of done and provide that correspondence to them. So just, you know, review and understand the tax return prepared by your accountant in years before and make sure that maybe you got all the right documents this year as well. And then if you're going to do it yourself, be sure you sign and date it before submitting it as well.
And some common mistakes, you know, to avoid, and some of these might seem pretty basic, pretty simple, but some of the, you know, most basic, simple things can get overlooked often because we just take them for granted. You know, whether you have a professional or you're doing it by yourself with TurboTax and HR Block, for example, you know, making sure your information is accurate. including your name, your social security number, the bank account details. So, you know, down the road, after you do so many of these, that it's correct. And if you caught the, you know, social security or misinformation of name, it's not going to show up many multiple years in a row. Sometimes there's math errors. Are you reporting all of your income? So if you're self-employed or all sorts of income, your dividends, your interest, are you putting all deductions and credits on there, you know, whether it's a mortgage interest or maybe it's student loan interest, or did you have medical expenses this year? Filing late or missing the deadline, you know, that can be result in penalties and interest charges. Not keeping proper records. So, you know, just because you did your taxes 1 year doesn't mean that they just kind of get thrown away. Making sure that you keep a copy of them, even if your tax professional has a copy of them, or even if it's online at TurboTax. You know, I would recommend that you back up TurboTax with a digital and or a paper copy as well. Same thing with if you have a professional. And don't just solely rely on that automated software, making sure that you are reviewing what information you put in there or what information your tax professional put in there. And just making sure that you're staying up with changes in tax laws as well. You know, even if you're using an accountant, there's things that they can miss from time to time as well.
Oh, all good stuff, Casey. And we could go on and on, you know, with the taxes, but that highlights the big parts of it that we really need to know. So just as we start to wrap this up and conclude, we hope this episode's given you the confidence to tackle your taxes head on. Thanks for joining us today on Peeling Back Money in Life. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with your friends and with your family. And lastly, we want to give you an action item before you leave today. And so really just take the time to review your tax return and go through it line by line. And, you know, consult with a accountant or a tax professional if needed, but study it and just look it over for errors. And that would be your action item for today. Thanks, everybody.
And lastly, for the disclaimer, this podcast for educational purposes only as anything that you would find online. We only give advice to people we know their personal situation. Without knowing yours, it'd be foolish to provide advice. For advice, consult the experts you may have in your life, your accountant, your attorney, your financial advisor, essentially the people who know you and your situation personally.